All right. Hello there. Welcome. It is Two Rooms at the End of the World here on KXRW 99.9 FM Vancouver. It is your host here, Michael Sarno, bringing you some great music. So thanks for being here. Hopefully I can pay you back with some great knowledge of some great songs in general. And well, I think we'll call it even. If this is your first time listening to Two Rooms at the End of the World, well, welcome, first of all. Second of all, let me run you through what we do here at Two Rooms. What we do is we play all the best rock and roll and pop melodic music from the past 50 years to get you through all the fears and tears. So I say cheers. All the best songs that you cannot find on radio, talking deep cuts, B-sides, covers, songs from artists you forgot about, songs from artists you never heard before, and a few songs from some new artists. It's a little bit of everything, and just everything great off the radar that really will make an impact in your life. Hopefully. Might as well start this off with a bang. No other way we'd want to. Why not get a deep cut here from an American treasure, Tom Petty. Had some great 90s tracks, including our premiere track for this episode, Walls Circus, the lead single from Tom Petty's official soundtrack for the 1996 rom-com She's the One.
Some days are diamonds, some days are rocks, some doors are open, some roads are blocked, sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I catch your back someday. 'Cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down, and all around your island there's a
You're still regretting the love you left behind. Oh, darling, I've seen you go through the changes, sitting alone each night. Are you expecting to find the love?
Drake and his talking steel guitar performing I'm Just a Guitar, Everybody Picks on Me. Great play on words there, no denying that. And if you do, I don't know what to tell you. That's a good one. That is a good one. That song came out in the early 60s. Pete Drake was a real original trailblazer, if you will, kind of coming through and paving the way for talking guitars. Peter Frampton, wouldn't be anything without Pete Drake there. That's a Pete thing. Before that, we had Bobby Caldwell with Open Your Eyes, a very smooth track from 1980. Off of the album The Cat in the Hat, another great play on words, and I don't mean to spoil this for you or anything, but he is the cat in the hat. He's the one. He's the cat in question. No doubt when you hear songs like Open Your Eyes, makes you realize, hey man, that cat can groove, and he's in a hat. All right, well, we've had enough of fun with words and music for a while, so we're just going to take a quick break and hear from sponsors that help KXRW keep on keeping on through everything and be a light at the end of the tunnel. You're listening to Two Rooms at the End of the World here. I am Michael Sarno on KXRW 99.9 FM. We'll be right back.
A big thank you to our founding partners at Morrell Inc. Print and Marketing for their ongoing support of community radio. Morrell Inc. is a woman-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop that since 1993 has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative printing and marketing solutions. Morrell Inc.'s experienced staff creates partnerships with their clients and uses the latest technologies to meet their needs. More information about Morrell Inc.'s products, printing, and marketing strategies that will best serve your next project and budget can be found at morellinc.com. That's morellinc.com.
Fuse Box.
I'm just going to admit this right out. This next piece is here because it just irritated the crap out of me.
Well, that's a good start.
Are you suing me?
Canceled.
I think I just got sued by a Japanese pocket squirrel. Representative from Georgia.
North Georgia.
Yeah, like how far north?
Pluto.
Catch Fusebox the first Wednesday of the month at 12:30 p.m. here on KXRW 99.9.
Hey now, welcome back to Two Rooms at the End of the World. KXRW 99.9 FM is where the dial is, or maybe you're streaming it on xray.fm or kxrw.fm. But regardless, Two Rooms at the End of the World is the show and the host. That's me, that's Michael Sarno. I'm here to bring you another great block of great tunes that prove to be a bit more elusive as time rolls on, but we'll give him a home here to make sure everybody out there can hear him. I would like to apologize if my voice is a bit hoarse. I am actually on the tail end of COVID here, but it's going to take a lot more than COVID to stop this show from running. So in honor of that, I would like to play an anthem for the weary and an anthem for the sick. So cozy up with the grilled cheese and a tomato soup. This is Run That Body Down from Paul Simon's debut 1972 self-titled album.
Went to my doctor yesterday. She said I seem to be okay. She said, Paul, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been? She said, what's wrong, sweet boy, what's wrong? I said, Peg, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been doing? Who now, who you fooling?
something's very wrong. The pulse returns, the prodigal sons, the back out hearts, the flower nudes, skull designs upon my shoes. I can't give everything.
Nothing like a good David Bowie cover to accompany that grilled cheese and tomato soup and warm your soul as well. That is a brand new track from indie rockers, Spoon, Indie Royalty. They are one of the tops in the game. That was a Bowie track that was off of Black Star, which was the album he released 2 days before he died. They say Bowie knew it was coming, so that was one of the ear-catching tracks off the album, catching enough for Spoon to cover it. Just a piano and a guitar and a voice. Before that, we had one heck of an earworm with Come and Hold Me from California rock band of the 70s, Fanny, who were one of the first all-women rock groups to really achieve commercial success there. They had two Billboard Hot 100 Top 40 singles. You just heard one of them. Garnered one heck of a following and had fans, including David Bowie, who actually wrote the group, telling them how much he admired their work. Actually, in a 1999 Rolling Stone interview, Bowie had the following to say about Fanny. They were extraordinary. They wrote everything. They played like mother effers. They were just colossal and wonderful, and nobody's ever mentioned them. They're as important as anybody else who's ever been. Ever. It just wasn't their time. Well, I can assure you we will. We will have time for great music like Come and Hold Me by Fanny. And we will always have time for anything that has to do with David Bowie here on Two Rooms at the End of the World, KXRW 99.9 FM. Woo! This is your host, Michael Sarno. But for now, we're about to take a break here from great sponsors that help great radio keep on the great airwaves for the great community of Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Community Growth Radio, or CGR, is a free online streaming service in Vancouver, Washington. CGR broadcasts news about health, retirement, finance, and the local community, keeping the visually impaired, blind, disabled, 50-plus, and veterans audiences in mind. CGR also features old-time and nostalgic radio shows and narrates a variety of written publications. Interested? Please search for CGR Radio in your browser or call 360-583-7748 to find out more.
KXRW Radio would like to help spread the word about food availability. Head to clarkcountyfoodbank.org and click on Find Food to access a map and printable list of pantry locations throughout the region where you can pick up or donate food. That's clarkcountyfoodbank.org.
All right, welcome back to KXRW 99.9 FM. This is your host, Michael Sarno. And the program that you're listening to was Two Rooms at the End of the World. So thanks for being here, because we got some more music for you. It doesn't stop. The beat goes on. And we're kicking this one off with the beat of one of the best to ever do it in the new wave scene. Squeeze, coming off of arguably their biggest album, East Side Story 1981. The debut track here, in question, it is In Quintessence.
Yeah.
the most blasphemous act in all of rock and roll history belongs to one band. And there is no doubt in my mind that this is the king of the hill of all betrayals. It was when, out of all bands, rock and rollers, Kiss decided to go disco in 1979. I don't know how they could do that to their fans. I don't know how fans reconciled with that. In the height of the quote-unquote disco sucks era and the polarizing, you know, rock and roll and punk on one end and disco on the other, to do that, to sell out, oh my goodness, not okay with me, but that's up for you to decide. However, two songs off that album came out, and they were the shining stars of the whole show. One of them is what you just heard, Dirty Livin', the Peter Criss track, the hero of Kiss's Dynasty, the disco album. The other was 2000 Man, which was done by Ace Frehley. I mean, you want rock and rollers right there? Ace Frehley and Peter Criss, those are your guys. A lot more than Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. It's all opinion, but I feel there's a little truth to that anyway. Before that, we had Dion DiMucci, the artist commonly known as just Dion, coming out with a bit of a revival. He was popular in the 60s with the rock and roll and Runaround Sue, and when every rock and roller was fading away in the early 60s, there was Dion kind of doing his thing. But he faded as soon as rock and roll came back with the Beatles, and about a decade later wanted to kind of have a renaissance and revive his career. Who did he call up? None other than Phil Spector. And in those recording studio sessions, I hear it was just an absolute train wreck, and also involved Phil Spector being crazy enough to bring a gun into the studio at a point. I don't know. Hashtag just Phil Spector things. That's for the kids. Popularize it, look it up, whatever you want. But I will say, that was one heck of a track. Only You Know, 1975, Dion. The whole album, really Phil Spectored. If that's a verb, I have a feeling if Phil Spector is a verb, it's probably not something you really want to do. All right, Two Rooms at the End of the World here. I'm your host, Michael Sarno. We're just taking a quick break, and on the other end, we'll have one last go of it here on KXRW 99.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Are you a musician or artist in the local Vancouver, Portland area?
Ready to take things to the next level?
Well, New Waves Northwest on KXRW has got you covered. Send in your song submissions to submitmusic@kxrw.fm for a chance to be highlighted on one of our upcoming episodes.
New Waves Northwest is the best place to discover bands and artists from the Pacific Northwest and all over the country. Once again, send submissions to submitmusic@kxrw.fm. And as always, stay wavy.
The Community Angels at National Women's Coalition Against Violence and Exploitation have been supporters of KXRW Community Radio since our inception. NW CAVE helps to inform and educate the prevention of violence against women and children. They have a dream, a world without violence. Learn more about how you can help at nwcave.org.
Hey there, Two Rooms at the End of the World on KXRW 99.9 FM. I'm your host, Michael Sarno, and we're almost done. We're almost done here, but we got one last piece of business to tend to before we do so. This is something we've done similarly in the past and hoping not to make a constant habit of, but something that is called to and necessary. So we're going to play one small medley here for you. We hope you enjoy it. And on the other end, we will have a small in memoriam to somebody who we just lost. That would be David Crosby.
The reason why, oh, I can say, I have to let you go, and right away, after what you did, I can't stay on, and I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Baby, for a long time, baby, for a long time.
Kept her locked up in their life, and she was crying at night. She was wishing she could be free. Of course, I mostly remember her laughing, standing and watching us play. For a while there, the music would take her away, and she'd be singing. Sheets there, and she was waiting to die. She said, if you just reach underneath this bed and untie these weights, I could surely fly. She's still smiling, but she's tired. She'd like to hear that last bell ring. You know, if she still could, she would. Stand up.
there's so much time to make up everywhere you turn. Time we have wasted on the way. So much water moving underneath the bridge. Let the water come and carry us away. Oh, when you were young, did you question all the answers? Did you envy all the dancers who had all the nerve? Look around you now, you must go for what you wanted. Look at all my friends who didn't got what they deserved. So much love to make up everywhere you turn. Love we have wasted on the way. So much water moving underneath the bridge. Let the water come and carry us away. Let the water come and carry us away.
I'm really surprised. I thought he was going to outlive them all, if I can be honest. I thought he had that Keith Richards type of gene in him that really was going to enable him to outlive everybody. But unfortunately, David Crosby is the first of the supergroup Crosby, Stills, Nash, and sometimes Young to have passed. And now the world is without one of the greatest to ever help harmonize and transcend what three-part harmony can be. There's a lot to unpack about David Crosby. He was one of the biggest characters in the entire ethos of music and rock and roll. He started out with the Byrds. Our first song there was I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better, which, although was written by bandmate Gene Clark, was made what it was by David Crosby's guitar playing. Of course, Crosby went on from there to join Stephen Stills of Buffalo Springfield and Graham Nash of the Hollies to make the supergroup that would forever change harmony in music, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And although the music was otherworldly between their self-titled debut album and 1970s Deja Vu with Neil Young, good times were absolutely scarce within the band. Hard drugs were abundant and rampant not only through the decade but the band, and it really affected each of the band members, no more than David Crosby. Through it all, Crosby had one really good friend to help him, Graham Nash, more than anybody. The two had this unique bond, and it showed in the music. The second song we played there was from David Crosby and Graham Nash album, just the two. That was entitled Carry Me. After being arrested on drug charges and in jail for a year, Crosby eventually got clean, and from that day on became kind of a philosophical type of thinker. He loved learning and was quoted as saying, I'd like to be learning something new and growing the day that I die. The part that breaks my heart more than anything was learning that in the past decade, Crosby's relationship with his old bandmates grew extremely estranged, and sadly no more estranged than that of his relationship with his old confidant, Graham Nash. When I heard the news that Crosby died, I immediately scattered all of the internet to try to find one convincing thing that they had reconciled within the past couple years. Unfortunately, it sounds like they did not, but Graham Nash did post a very nice and heartfelt, touching tribute to David Crosby on his social media. The last song we heard was a demo of a CSN song written by Graham Nash entitled Wasted on the Way, which had a very poignant message of regret for all the time that CSN had wasted and lost being mad at each other. So, rest in peace, Crosby, the man who once said his music's purpose was to, quote, diminish the space between human beings. All right, that's a wrap. Thanks for being here at Two Rooms at the End of the World, KXRW 99.9 FM. You know it. If you like what you heard, well, you can listen to it again if you want. Go to kxrw.fm or xray.fm or get the app, so many choices, and we'll have all the song listings right there for you. Get a load of that right there in front of you. so you know who's singing what, and you know what you're listening to. Or you can just listen to me, I'll tell you. While you're at KXRW.FM, please consider donating, because we can continue to make great radio just like this, for you, for great people. So thank you. This is the end of Two Rooms at the End of the World on KXRW 99.9 FM. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you.